Aloha. This is Mea Voce, your hosting guide to this crazy thing we call life, coming to you from the Happy Heart Sanctuary on the big island of Hawaii. And the sun is just starting to come up over the Ohia Forest. It goes from, you know, chill, for those of you who like chill, to just this beautiful warmth. Which I just adore. The sweaters come off, the winter stuff comes off, and it's instantly summer. Maybe you can hear in the background the birds are singing, and as the sun is just hitting the grass, I'm watching the morning mist, you know, as it evaporates, the wet dew on the grass. Steam rising from our barbecue, from our banister, from my car. And it's just lovely. And thank you, as always, for joining me in this space, sharing a bit of aloha with you. Hoping that this is finding you in a space of peace and love. And if not, why not? That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to do a little bit of a check-in. I'm feeling I need it myself. Like, I'm wishing it was Friday, to be really honest. Even though it's been a short week, I'm just needing some stillness. And yeah, so how are you doing? Let's check in. Now, when I say that, what does that mean? It doesn't mean continue doing the dishes. It doesn't mean continue doing whatever you're doing. It means just take pause. You know, you give yourself this gift of just 5 minutes for a moment, you know, for a moment. Sit down, create that space around you, which means besides whatever you're listening to this on, other devices are off. Tell the kids to give you 5 minutes, hide in the bathroom at work. I don't care. Just take some time. Ideally, go sit outside. Put your face in the sun and join me here. My dog decided to drink water loudly just now. Thank you, Sylvester. I won't deny him that. So if you found that little space in your universe, just check in. Close your eyes. Bring your awareness within you. Bring it deep into your belly. Focus on our breath. You know, breathing in. And then holding it, and then exhaling. And just breathing consciously with purpose. All of your awareness into your breath and into this practice of stillness. Allowing your mind to quiet. Any thoughts that arise, just allow them to float gently away. Like this little fluffy white cloud right here that's just slowly moving away, emptying your mind, finding that stillness, feeling your body calm, your heart rate slow, your breath slow and controlled. And in that space, that magical space that you've now created for yourself, that gift, check in. What are you feeling? You know, don't just rush out and answer. Really, really feel in. What's your heart saying to you today? Do you have a whole day ahead of stuff that really you're not excited about? Tasks that you need to do, you should do, you have to do, but you don't want to do? Is there anything in this pile of things of the day that excites you? What is it? Even a little bit, grab onto that. Grab onto that and really honor that one thing. Because that's where the magic is, love. That's where the magic is. You want to shift your energy. You want to create a life that's within your heart and not one you're told you need to live. Then you need to look for that excitement. And sometimes it means shifting our perspective, right? We have this litany of words that goes through our mind. You know, maybe that thing that you have resistance to, but you know you really do need to do it. Maybe you can shift thinking around it to lighten it. Because I tell you, when we go through our whole day of things that we don't want to do, that heaviness just piles on. It just piles on. And day after day, that heaviness weighing us down translates in one place, somewhere down the line, into physical disease, into the body. A mind that's not light or free, a heart that's not happy, and that's not life. That's not life. I'm tired of pretending it is. And I don't want you to pretend that's life or that's just how it is any longer. We're not in that place. And I wouldn't be so crazy pushed to get these words out. You know, look how you start your day. How do you start it? Do you start it, you know, grabbing the alarm clock and throwing it across the room? Do you sit in those moments between waking and getting up? Those are the magic moments. What's going on in your mind? How are you feeling? Is it just drudgery? Heaviness? Does your mind instantly kick into high gear? I've got this to do, this to do, this to do, you know. You know it. Instead of bouncing out of bed, putting the coffee pot on, or the teapot, or the Diet Coke, or any of those things, embrace these magic moments. Embrace, hello, Sophie the cat. Embrace those magic moments, because this is your chance to define your day and thus your life in those magic moments. Remember, you control your energy. You control your thoughts. And my goodness, I ran a meditation center for 2 years and teach many groups, people, you know, skills of meditation. And how many people have told me, oh, I can't do that. Yes, you can. Here's the secret. You're all human. You all have the same basic components. Personalities are different, sure. But the human factor, you're all human. And yes, anybody can quiet their mind. It's A, a choice, and B, a skill. Sadly, they don't teach it in school. They teach us a lot of rubbish that does us no good. Some good stuff too, yeah, but a lot of rubbish. Let's just be honest. And I'd like to just tangent for a moment that in this space, in the Happy Heart Sanctuary, we don't sugarcoat things any longer, okay? And I have been, you know, in my earlier days, when I felt pressure from the powers that be, I might have watered things down, but that's done. We're outing the outing things here. In a place of love, yes, but for the purpose of change. And I mean radical change. So see, I got off track now. Where was I? Oh, those magic moments. So you control your energy. So here's the deal. Tomorrow, since obviously you're already up and your day has begun, tomorrow, before you jump out of bed, those moments when your eyes open, do this practice we just did. Get control of your breath. Breathe in, breathe out, and really focus your energy. See what you're feeling inside and see if you like it or you don't like it. If you're instantly excited about stuff in the day, hey, you're good. But if you're not, if you're coming from that place of, oh, shit, a lot of more of the same, right? And let's work on that. Now, I'll give you another secret. Here's a secret. You really want to shift your energy. And we need to focus on gratitude. Now, I've done this practice with various peoples in various states and being, and I've used it myself. And I tell you, no matter where you are in your place in life or your thinking or your mental state, and I say this having gone through tragedy myself in the state of shock and, oh, a lot of nastiness. But the way to shift energy is to climb that ladder from that ich, whatever it is, to something. Something you can be grateful for. And there is something. You know, when my husband was killed, it was just realizing that I had a roof over my head that day, because I wasn't sure for how much longer we would have that roof. But at that moment, when I opened my eyes, there was a roof over my head. There was food in the fridge. I had a car in the garage. I was healthy. My daughter was healthy. It just became a litany. And you too can choose something that allows you to feel safe, allows you to offer gratitude for those things. No matter how low you feel, you are in this moment. And sometimes it takes a lot, right? To really buoy ourselves up. But that's the work. That's the work. Those are the steps to shift your own energy. And it takes a little bit of work. It takes some focus, some dedication. But that's what's going to get you through. Gratitude for something, anything. You wake up lying on a bed. Hey, a lot of people don't. There's something to be grateful for. Don't bring the perceived bad into that space in the morning. Shove it away. And you focus your thoughts on things that are going to buoy you up and raise your vibration. That sense of lightness that we achieve with this practice, that's you raising your vibration. And that's the work. That's where we want to go. Oh, I got choked up about that. Too many words on one breath. Too many of us like to wallow in the space in the dark. You know, we get that pity pot. We sit in that space of victim and we wrap ourselves up in it. And many people don't know that they're actually in that space because we have, again, been coerced, taught, pushed into that space, especially as women. But now's the time to shift that. I talked yesterday about shifting from victim to victorious. And this again is the practice, raising our vibrations. So back to your morning. You've done some work with gratitude if you're sitting in that dark space. Or you're looking through your day looking for something that excites you. What excites you? And here's a spoiler. I cannot say that, and I do not know why I insist on saying it always. Spoiler alert. When you're excited about something, that's your heart speaking to you. It's saying, okay, hello, you. I'm giving you this huge sign. You're excited about this thing? Yeah. So easy. Isn't it nice to be excited? Don't you want to do the thing that excites you? There's a reason. Don't just poo it away and shove it under a carpet, that excitement. Don't. Embrace it. Love it. Nurture it. Take that little flame of excitement and you make that into a roaring bonfire. And how do you do that? By going off in the direction of that thing that excites you. Now, I was just thinking of a real life scenario. I was working with someone and using the same exercise, and the person came back to me with, the only thing that excites me right now is going off on vacation. I said, all right, well, let's unpack that. Because, you know, we all might get excited about going on vacation. Maybe not. Depends who we're going on vacation with, where we're going, or if we chose it. But anyway, more often than not, we're excited to go on vacation. But I said, let's unpack that, okay? Because vacations are lovely. It's a pause from, you know, life out here. I said, but let's really look into that. Because the flip side of the excitement of going on vacation is that there's something in present life that you're not so happy about, right? If you were so excited about your day to day, about things in it, about the work you're doing, about putting your passion and your light out into the world, then you might think twice about pausing from that work. And who's there? Who? Who? When you live each and every day with passion, with excitement, with love in your heart, then every day is a flippin' holiday. Every day. Every day. And the wind has kicked up to agree. And on another tangent, I'm watching this sweet little kitten lap up some water, and that has got to be one of the most just tender things to look at. Its little kitten tongue and the little soft noise as his tongue laps up the water is so sweet. And on a tangent, upon that tangent, after my husband died, one of the few things that brought me comfort was to have a little kitten on my chest and feeling her purr. And I came up with this idea for kitten therapy. Because there's something within us that just shifts when we're holding new life. I don't care if you're not a cat person. Get a dog. Get a puppy. But this sweet little kitten. So innocent. So tender. You're nurturing mommy genes just kick in. So sweet. So where are we now in our check-in, huh? I've given you a few things to think about. This, in essence, I should have said that another way. This is, in essence, the body of my work and the body of the work that we do here at the Happy Heart Sanctuary to get you to that place where every day is a holiday. Every day. Where you have the tools within you to shift your energy on your own. When you wake up and you go, you know, I'm having a bit of a rough day. Okay, not feeling the best. Not in the place I want to be. What tools do I have to get me to where I want to be so that I can function in this world and put out that energy that I want to put out and not drain everyone because I'm so low? How can I do that? 5 minutes. Sometimes it takes a bit longer, I'll be honest. Sometimes it takes a bit longer, but that's okay. Give yourself the amount of time you need in the morning so you can do this practice and shift your energy, because when you do it, when you spend time on yourself, then the rest of your day is awesome. And miracles fly in. I do mean that. You know, we think of miracles like someone, you know, wakes from the dead. There's miracles around you all the time. This little kitten lapping water, that's a miracle. But you have to be open to receiving the beauty and the glory and the miracles that are out there. You have to be open to it. You can't have those blinders on. You can't be sitting in your cubicle of constriction with your head down, miserable, because then the universe is going to be flinging those miracles at you, but they're going to bounce right off. You have to be open, and you have to be aware. And that's the path and the road I want to take you on. To guide you, gently nudge you onto that path of self-realization, of self-awareness, with tools that you have already, you've just forgotten they're there. You've just forgotten. You packed them and brought them with you on this trip called life, and then you forgot about them. We don't have time to forget any longer. We desperately, as a collective, need to come together and to buoy each other up and to collectively raise our vibration, coming in sync with Mother Earth. Coming in sync, not fighting against her, not throwing poisons at her. Disrespect, oh, breaks my heart. You know, when my child, or my little girl, before she was even born, I was talking to her about nature. And when she started to crawl and move out there in the world, it's a number one thing. I said, this plant, this is alive. We touch it with respect. We don't pluck its leaves. We don't pluck its flowers. We honor them. We look at them as a miracle. And something stuck in her. Because she was and still is to this day a respectful child. In fact, she was a bit of a tattletale, because at like 4 or 5, when we'd go to the park, she'd run to me and go, that boy is not respecting the plant, Mommy. You know, as boys take sticks and just beat bushes. And again, breaking my heart. Because I knew the same teaching was not going on and blah, blah, blah. Going on in that home. Respect. Kindness, care, compassion, nurture, respect. This has been my mantra through all of my work, the Be Kind Revolution, and now here at the Happy Heart Sanctuary, and I have added a sixth element, and that is love. Because at the end of the day, that is what we are. We are love. And the goal of this game... Ooh, sounding a bit craggly here. The goal of this game called life is to remember that. That we are truly nothing but love. Sitting in that highest vibration, exuding that vibration out into the world and receiving it back. I said this a few years ago, the energy in this world right now, you know, it has been this energy of greed, this energy of I amass all of this for me and nobody else, me, my benefit. And that has shifted. That has shifted. And I said this, and I remember saying this to a sister. This energy is all about the give and take, the circle. And those of us who feel that and who get that and who embody that in our work, that what I am doing now and what I, me, Maya, am doing now is not for my fortune and glory and benefit, but for the benefit and good of all. That is so important. So take that as well as you go about your day or you're doing your work. Are you blessing it from that space of grace? That I am doing this work for the benefit of all. Are you still coming from that old energy of, I'm going to work this job, make all this money, and it's going to just make me richer with outside wealth, but nothing to tend to that heart space? Really check it. Because those that reside in that old energy, what I have seen, and yeah, they're going down hard, but they're going down because our world cannot sustain that energy of greed any longer. It cannot. Look what it's done. Look what it's done to our world. That one-sided energy. Look what it's done. And I know if you're listening to this and have made it this far, that you feel that in your heart space as well. So that's feeling complete this morning. I'm Maya Ananda, your host and guide to this crazy thing called life, coming to you from the Happy Heart Sanctuary on the Big Island of Hawaii, with one of the little, can you hear? Birds singing in the background, just saying yes to everything we've spoken here. I want nothing but good things for you, my lovely listener. Nothing but good things. But the road to those good things starts with you. It starts with a choice. Your choice. Your choice and a desire for something better. And that's good for today. From my heart to yours, sending you love, peace, and happiness. Aloha. Bye.